RTE QFM. Roz and Emma.
Emma, you were off. You interviewed Olivia Colman and Jessie Buckley.
I did, Roz. All I'm going to say is they were bloody sound. So they're in a new movie that is out this Friday, the 23rd. It's called Wicked Little Letters, right? And it's basically about this woman called Edith Swan, who's played by Olivia Colman, and along with others in her little seaside town of Littlehampton, starts to receive wicked letters. So like profanities, these like horrible letters. And Rose, who's an Irish loudmouthed great crack girl, gets accused of it. So that's Jessie Buckley's character. It's brilliant. It's based on a true story. It's great crack. But the girls are even better crack together. So let's have a listen to this. Hello, Olivia Colman and Jessie Buckley. It's lovely to meet you both.
You too. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. So you guys are back together again, on screen this time. And I know you worked on The Lost Daughter with each other a few years ago. And I heard that back then there was some late night singing and dancing and drinking of rosé together. So I'm wondering, this time round, what did you guys get up to? Any antics?
We're just drinking water.
We were much better behaved though.
No, we weren't.
I don't believe it.
We were like, what time shall I meet you at?
Oh yeah, yeah. Were we? But we were better than in Greece.
Yeah.
Because that felt like we were on.
Pardon me, so sorry. I've had a lot of coffee and chocolates.
I really want to blow it in your face, which is all.
Don't do that.
It's just,
my brother used to do it to me.
My brother used to do it to me all the time, and I still really struggle with not doing it. I'm so sorry.
I cannot believe you just blew your burp in my face.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Queen, Olivia Colman.
Sorry.
I think that kind of answers the question anyway. I can see exactly the type of antics that you two get up together when you're on your own. Roz, I feel like that's something you'd do to me.
You know what? Burping. I'm not a big burper.
To come out the other end for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Better out than in. But I just love how she's in the middle of an interview and she's just letting all the intrusive thoughts in.
Yeah, you know, I do now. I used to get a little intrusive thought where I'd want to pinch someone. And
doing anything in particular, just so I know.
Just like I'd be like, oh, say my sister or somebody, oh, I just want to pinch you. And then I'd pinch under the arm.
Wow.
Yeah, years ago it was very bad.
Well, you haven't done that to me yet, so that's good.
Yes,
I find when I'm behind slow walkers, I kind of want to just give it a just clip their heel, just a little bit. Go on.
Or do you ever want to just clip the back of somebody's knees? Do you know when you hit the back of the knees and then the legs go from under them?
No.
Sometimes I get those urges too. Shall we listen to the rest of the chat with the girls?
Yes.
Girls, I absolutely love the movie. It is hilarious. And I know, Olivia, your character Edith she's a very conservative woman, very serious. And she is, of course, the victim of the letters. And what was it about the role of Edith that made you want to play it?
Well, there's lots of things. I wanted to play opposite Jessie, so I knew we'd have a lovely time. Going to work with one of your best friends is, you know, ace. I loved Edith. It sort of felt a bit like going back to my earlier days of comedy and sketch comedy and things and playing someone who's all sort of through the eyes and a little bit heightened. Just fun, you know. We're lucky we get a bit more choice now in what we do. And I just thought it'd be fun. And she's really fun to play. And I love the fact that she starts as one thing and ends up.
Yeah, I love that. We'll say it without actually saying where it goes in the movie. And Jessie, your character is like the total opposite. So your character Rose, she's loud, she's brash, she's a lot of fun. And I kind of think with her, you know, us Irish, we're very loud. You know, we're known for being loud. We speak our minds. And I was wondering, is there anyone in your life that you kind of based Rose off when you were playing her?
I mean, all of Ireland. Can I say I base it on all of Ireland? No, I mean, I know that woman and I love that woman when I meet her, who's like uncompromising for their pure need to just live their life and not out of carelessness, but actually because that's their choice. And they're trying to like kind of butt against a system that tells them that they're kind of fallen women or dishonorable or what, you know, what was the word that they, dislikable.
Oh God.
And actually I love women like that.
Yeah.
Like the kind of freer the better. And I know lots of women like that in my life. She's one of
them. So it's based on Olivia, yeah?
It's based on Olivia, yeah.
Oh God.
So I'm going to put both of you on the spot now, if you don't mind. So obviously the movie's Wicked Little Letters and it's about Edith's character is receiving these horrible letters, who she thinks from Rose. And if you two in real life were to get into an argument and send each other letters, what would be your go-to profanity that you'd use?
Are we
for
allowed
each other?
To say?
Well, okay, bearing in mind, we have little ears listening, so we can maybe if we keep it like a little bit PG.
Okay. I would say you do the smelliest farts and the loudest farts known in all of the land. And they stink. You are a whispering nest. That's what I'd say.
I'd say you are like stinky duck butter on toast. And you eat your own bogeys.
Not bad. Thanks. Two very good letters. Two very interesting letters. And finally, what is it about the movie? What do you guys, for anyone out there who hasn't seen it yet, and can I just say it's brilliant. I really think the audience are really going to enjoy it. But what's both of your favourite things about the movie?
Just that it's so fun. You know, sometimes you just need to go and have a real giggle and come out of it feeling like you've just laughed your guts out, and also that you just want to be completely mischievous. Hopefully this film will kind of scratch that itch.
Yeah. Thankfully, there is a story and a film and a piece of theatre for everyone. But this is, I think, across the board, across the generations, it's a funny film. And I think people shouldn't be too uptight about the swearing and just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Olivia Colman, Jessie Buckley, thank you so much. Your movie, Wicked Little Letters, is brilliant. I can't wait for people to see it. And thanks for talking to me today.
Thank you so much. Lovely talking to you.
Oh my God, I've never wanted to be at an interview more. So Wicked Little Letters.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds so good.
It's brilliant. It's out on Friday the 23rd. So yeah.
And where can people watch it?
On the cinema.
On the cinema.
Big screen,
look
Ross,
at you on the big
screen.
Emma, what would be your friendly little kind of insult you'd say to someone? Go on. You put them on the spot, so I'm putting you on the spot.
I should probably go down the Jessie route, and I'd be like, maybe like, your breath smells like farts.
Oh, that's awful. That's mean.
And all I smell is stinky toes everywhere you go. I don't know. That was really bad. What about you?
I'd say, I'd probably be like, you look like a melted welly. Big fun sponge or no crack.
Fun sponge or no crack.
I actually think that that's your breath smells like farts is the worst, because smelly breath is you know, people are very conscious of that. Our producer Kate is getting red in the face. I think everyone's always conscious they might have smelly breaths. That's a harsh one now, Emma.
Yeah, it's very harsh. RTE 2FM. Roz and Emma.